The Interior Department plans to spend the next 6 months gathering information about offshore drilling's impacts in Alaska's Arctic waters. Secretary Ken Salazar announced today the plan to compile existing research and find the gaps in knowledge about the effects of oil and gas development. It comes in the wake of the Obama administration's decision 2 weeks ago to designate some parts of Alaska's coastline as off-limits to development, like Bristol Bay. Secretary Salazar says the Interior Department will pull together information on development in the Arctic seas in what he called an orderly and scientific approach.
The Chukchi and the Beaufort Seas may hold significant oil and gas reserves. We also know they hold rich fisheries, are home to wildlife, are important to Alaska Native villages, and present development challenges that are unique to the harsh conditions of the Arctic.
Salazar says the department's Minerals Management Service will soon begin the scoping process for a draft environmental study of a drilling plan for 2012 to 2017. It will hold 4 public meetings in Alaska this summer about it. MMS Science Advisor Alan Thornhill says while they'll follow typical federal guidelines, they'll want to also pool together the information other agencies have found.
What's different here is that we're taking a step back and we're pausing for a moment to say, what do we know about the Arctic and what are all of the other agencies doing and what information do they have that could potentially feed and inform this decision-making process that we're starting down the path of? And it's always a good idea to step back for a moment and say, what else is going on in the world that we can learn from?
One of the big concerns is how to clean up oil spills in icy waters. Thornhill says that's the focus of big research projects currently underway. Interior officials say they'll also gather information on topics such as marine mammal health and ocean currents and work with groups like the North Slope Borough. Secretary Salazar says even though the Obama administration has differences of opinion with the state, which wants a far more aggressive drilling program, they will continue what he called their ongoing conversation.
We may not always agree with everything that the state of Alaska is proposing, and they have different points of view, but we intend to work with the state of Alaska in every way possible to make sure that their voices are in fact heard. They're closest to the resource and affected significantly by the decisions that we make.
In reaction to the Interior Department's plan to move forward with research gathering about offshore development, the environmental group Ocean Conservancy says it appreciates the recognition that more science is needed, but its Director of Conservation Science, Stan Senner, says they want to see research conducted outside the Interior Department's Minerals Management Service, which is already charged with regulating offshore development.
This study will be most credible and useful if it is conducted by an independent agency, such as the National Research Council. Secondly, we are concerned that they're on a very tight timeline with a report due by October 1st, and we simply don't think that's sufficient time to do a thorough analysis, particularly given that many of the involved researchers are going to be out during the Alaska field season.
Interior Department officials say they will not have additional funding for their plans and that the scoping process will not yet involve conducting new science. But they say the study's results will be available in time to make budgeting decisions next year about what research should happen first.